Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Thursday, March 22nd. This is The Flip Side, your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number for Republic Trading Group is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is eaglesup.com. And a quick check of what the markets did today. Well, Wall Street finished mixed today, nudging the Dow Jones Industrial Averages higher for the fourth straight session, but moving cautiously as investors awaited new data to assess whether their hopes for an interest rate cut were justified. In the metals complex, good day for the noble metals. Gold up $4.50 at $664.80. Silver up 16 cents at $13.49. Platinum up $7 at $1,240. And just have to remind the good folks at the mothership in the control center there that we can hear everything you are saying. Palladium closed up $4. You know, I always get nervous when I hear voices in the background, just in case. You know, you never know. Somebody may say something that is not, not broadcast quality language. Well, anyway, only kidding. Currently in Asian trading, gold's off 40 cents at 63.90, silver up a penny at 13.45. Crude oil closed up 23 cents at $61.92. Yes, pennies away from $3 gas in the Valley of the Sun. U.S. dollar managed to survive a downdraft, actually closed up 32 basis points, closed at 82.81. Coming up after the break, we have a special guest, and we're going to talk about a subject that, a lot of people don't really want to talk about. And that subject is China. Napoleon Bonaparte once said, when China awakes, it'll shake the world. Henry Kissinger once said, once China becomes strong enough to stand alone, it might discard us. A little later, it might even turn against us if its perceptions of its interests require it. And a military man from China once said, as for the United States, for a relatively long time, it will be absolutely necessary that we quietly nurse our sense of vengeance. We must conceal our abilities and bide our time. Well, everything you wanted to know about China coming up with our special guest after this.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday. We have a special guest on the show today. As you know, we have often spoken about the rise of the world's new superpower, both economically and military, and that being China. Unfortunately, a lot of us do not understand the Chinese, do not understand the Chinese government, do not understand the Chinese people, which pretty much is the same thing as the reason why we're in a mess in Iraq, is because we just didn't simply understand the culture, the heritage, and the people. To try and help us make sense of what is going on in China, we should speak to someone that spent a considerable amount of time there. Our special guest today has received the Distinguished Foreign Expert in Teaching Award from Shanghai University. He's the first American to receive this award. He's got three quality teaching awards, Special Shanghai Police Award. And to help us better understand what is going on in China, it is my great pleasure to welcome a man who first introduced himself as, "I used to listen to your show in China all the time." Now, anybody who tells me they are listening to this show in China, how could I not invite them onto the show? It's my great pleasure to welcome Dr. William Noon. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Did you miss me?
Of course I missed you.
You know, I put a note in a Chen Yu brandy bottle in the Yangtze River. Did you get that note?
No.
So much for the old-fashioned communication.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get started, you just want to give the folks a brief sort of thumbnail sketch of what you've been doing the last few years and your involvement in China?
Well, I tell you, I went to China first in 1997. And, you know, I don't want to get into a great spiritual religious thing, but my boss set it up for me to go there. And wham, and just overnight I was in China, and it takes 30 days to get a visa there. I had no idea why I was there. And you know, I was scared to death. I'm a mountaineer, a man from West Virginia, you know. And I don't like rattlesnakes, but I'm not really afraid of them. But in China, they eat them. I mean, but I was like, I didn't know what to expect. And believe me, when you get off the Pudong Airport and you walk through there, I mean, you got soldiers and police officers. And, you know, rarely does anybody smile that has a uniform on. I think it's this, I believe, is a Chinese cultural thing. All you need to do is look at a picture of the CCPC, you know, the People's Party, and the top group there. And if anybody is smiling during the photograph, is probably taken out and reprimanded severely for it. But I went there to teach. I started at Shanghai University. And I, You remember the Saturday Night Live guys used to say, baseball was very good to me. Well, China was very good to me. I had a rule when I went there because I was frightened. I knew nothing about the country except what people said in West Virginia and around, you know, and everyone had this harsh sort of attitude about the people. But it didn't turn out to be that way for me. It was very good for me. I did three movies in China. I used to be an actor here in America. I was really a classical actor. I didn't really like television or movies or anything like that. I didn't particularly like the people. When I was in Hollywood, I had a difficult time dealing with all of it. You know, I saw the drug scene, I saw it, and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, I decided to change my life. I became a doctor of education. And I was one of the top in my class. I think only six of us made it in higher education administration out of about 182 of us that started. And I had this thing in my head. I said, all right, I will adjust. Whatever happens, I'm going to adjust. I will adapt, and I would try not to complain. That's difficult for me. You know, I've spent a life of building theaters in America. I've helped build seven theaters in this country. And, you know, complaining just comes with the art. At any rate, one thing after another happened. And there's a thing in China called guanxi. Guanxi is favoritism network. It's like if you're a Democrat in West Virginia, you know, you can get a job. In China, it's a bit like that, too. It's guanxi, favoritism. But you have to earn it. You have to earn it. I often think of guanxi like those, when they build a building, they use bamboo a lot of the time, not steel grating and stuff, to build it, but bamboo could be up 30, 40 stories. Now, you push on one side, all that bamboo moves. And a friend of mine said to me, Professor James Wu, 11 to this day, got a really couple good friends there. And he said, Bill, that is China. Guanxi, push here, everything moves. And that I found myself, when I did a movie about, it was called Chin Cha Mei. It was about Claire Lee Chennault and the woman he married, Chin Cha Mei. And Claire Lee Chennault, for those who don't know, he was the general of the Flying Tigers. And he's a great hero in China. There's another guy, American general, Vinegar Joe Steelwell. The Chinese just love him. If you get to the old Chinese that were here, were, you know, in China during the war, they idolize these people. Well, I got associated, you know, my picture got associated with Claire Lee Chennault, you know. And everywhere I went, you know, if I wanted to do something, I could. So I won an award, a teaching award. I spent maybe 80 hours a week with my students. And I loved my first students I had, I really loved. I had double majors. These are students that study 2 degrees simultaneously. I'm not sure they ever sleep. But
How old are they?
They pull in at 21, 22, 23, in that zone. Sometimes you're a little older when you're in a Chinese university. If an American had to take a test that the Chinese have to take to get into college, we would have no one in our school. That is the hardest test I have ever looked at. And, you know, it's a way for them to cut off. You got to remember, probably the main thing to think about China is its size. Probably 1.4 billion people now. But that's about, for every person we have, they have six. And I think it's not so easy to move all that, even though it's like bamboo, as it is in America to do something. I remember Jiang Zemin. He was the president before Hu Jintao. And he was talking to Tom Brokaw on a television show. And he said to Tom Brokaw, he said, you are a decadent nation. Your values are not Chinese values. We don't want them. And that always stuck in my head. And it's true. They don't think the way we think. The family is a very strong unit there. I mean, I just talked to my little... I have some, like, Chinese daughters. I help them go through the university and stuff and taught them English, and they would assist me, and, you know, I'm very close to them. I have some sons the same way. And I spoke with... Oh, this brings up one of the harder points about China, you know. When I speak to you, I'm basically speaking about the good things that happened to me. And but everything I know about China is firsthand, and I knew a lot of people because of my relationship in the movies, and just my general personality, I think, helps me get along with a lot of people. But my daughter told me, Sammy, she's up north in China, I was talking to her. I wanted to get some information. I said, you know, the Chinese raised their defense budget to almost $45 billion. What's that, a day's pay over in Iraq for Halliburton?
Yeah.
I said, they've raised it this year 17%. And I said, I understand that almost that entire 17% is going to salary hikes for the Army. And all she said is, my parents didn't. Are not in the Army. The food has gone up here. Their salaries have not, Dad. So there are some things, you know, it is a... I think you have to remember that, you know, under Mao, things were bleak. And under the Gang of Four, I don't think anybody really appreciates the disaster under the Gang of Four. But when Deng Xiaoping came in, he's probably one of the greatest managers of people since the beginning of time. What is this guy, 5'4" tall?
Yeah.
He's a very small man, but he's quite brilliant. And a lot of his education came from France. And he was educated Zhou and Lao. They were there in France together. It was Zhou and Lao that really saved him. You know, Mao tried to kill him about three times. But at any rate...
Hang on there, okay. Doc. We got to take a short commercial break. We're speaking with Dr. William Noon, getting a little insight into that land called China. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you get the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with Dr. William Noon, talking about China. And I guess a little history is in order here. Following the death of Mao, I believe that was in 76 when Deng Xiaoping started. He changed the direction of China into what we now regard as a world economic soon to be powerhouse. I mean, you know, the bottom line is, if we want to deal with facts and numbers,
10.72, I believe they're at.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the West is squeaking out economic gains of some 2.6% per annum, say from 1979 to 1993. China's gross domestic product over that same period was 9.3%.
Well, a lot of people try to equate. I can get off this stuff. I was talking about trying to, you know, I was just trying to give you a background about, you know, how I was sort of introduced into China. I did not, you know, things were rough, but it's a different kind of rough, different kind of tough. The food is wonderful. It's inexpensive. A Chinese dollar, which is one-eighth our dollar, buys more than an American dollar will buy here. I mean, you know, a lot of things. I began to look for things because specific persons, you know, I probably have the distinction of, you know, Alan Stang called me naive because I said, I can't find any prison camps here. You know, I could find one in Texas, but I couldn't find any here.
Yeah.
In China at that time. So that made me naive. But at any rate, there, I'll tell you what the biggest thing I see that is difficult about China, and that's the gap between the rich and the poor. And what Deng Xiaoping did was he created this new market, reformed market. But they still control certain things, and the things they control are those things that here in America devastate us as in our businesses. And I've even had people say, "Well, China stole our companies here." They didn't steal them. It's hard to get your company into China. They don't want them. Everybody wants to go to China. Why? It's the largest marketplace in the world, for crying out loud. They're selling over 3,000 cars a week in Shanghai. I have a girlfriend. She's in that business. And the country has changed immensely, but there is this big gap. We don't particularly feel it right now, but I think, Robbie, because I know you're abreast of how the economy of America is, you know, teetering this way and that. I can tell you, when I was in China, I never met an illegal alien from anywhere. You didn't have your papers. You weren't there.
Yeah, but they shoot them over there.
I don't think they shoot them, but they you don't stay. They shoot people like Ken Lay, though, and then a couple months later they have a trial for it. recently Shanghai's really their top guys, two of their big guys got busted. You know, you can't steal from the people. It's very strange. China is strange. The government is strange. You can call it communist if you want, but I've never seen a communist country where people were eating. You know, it's socialism with Chinese characteristics, and one of those characteristics Deng Xiaoping put into place, and that is this country cannot run if the people in the government are corrupt. And boy, they are corrupt. Just like, you know, it's human nature. It's everywhere. But boy, you don't want to get caught in China. They got the head of transportation. They busted him. He'll probably do 15 for sure. And they got the guy, Social Security. This was a big laugh to me. The Shanghai vice director in charge of Social Security, you know, they will probably shoot him. And I said, for that small amount that he was involved in, if they did that here in Washington, the city would be empty. I think in the time I was there from 1997, over 600,000 government officials were indicted, and over 90% of them brought to, you know, woo. But there is this kind of difference about the government. It really, to me, and I've been there, and I deal with a lot of people, it's really a two-party system. It's progressives and conservative old guard. I call them the old guard. A lot of people call them the old guard. The progressives are really Hu Jintao. He's one of the young boys. And things are moving a different way. But they're under a 100-year plan. They're not worried about what America says, what anybody else says, what they should do. They don't care. They have a plan, and they stick to it. Do you know the decision-maker or the guy who studied? You probably would, Robbie, if anybody would. Amitai Etzioni. You know him? He defined a certain kind of decision-making called mixed scanning. It's like a doctor, you know. We tried this, and if it doesn't work, we try something else. Well, that was Deng Xiaoping. He was a mixed scanner, and that's why he made things work. If it wasn't working, he would change. Where Mao would just keep banging his head into a brick wall.
Hang on to that thought. We are speaking with Dr. William Noon, and we'll take a short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites Congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side. Robbie Noel with you. We are speaking with Dr. William Noon. Spent many years in China, and we're just getting a little insight into a subject not many people understand or can comprehend. You were speaking about
decision.
Dr. Noon? Yeah.
And that's really, you know, before he made Shanghai a commercial center, basically it is. By the way, the stock market there went way up. You know, they raised the interest rates, and the people could see the government was serious. They bought a lot of stock. Is that how it goes here? I don't know. At any rate, it's like a doctor. You know, you try this, and you respond or you don't respond. You know, and then you try something else. And that's called mixed scanning, you know, like shooting the cannonball. Sometimes you shoot over top of it, then you shoot short, then finally you shoot on it. And that's what he did. He worked on this commercial idea outside south of Shanghai, and then once he got it right, they developed that concept in Shanghai. And believe me, Shanghai is a wealthy city. But there are cities that are there are areas of China that are very poor. I'm not, you know, like I said, there's a big gap. But one of the things I liked that happened last year before I left was the government stopped charging all farmers no taxes. And no taxes on their gasoline or, of course, none on their cigarettes. These poor man's stuff, you know. And I was looking at the gas pump today, what my state charges for taxes, you know, on gasoline. And there is a different concept. There's a different concept. I'm not saying they treat everybody wonderful. And believe me, I work with the Shanghai police. I know how tough they can be when they need to be. But, you know, there is this vitality of growth. And it's going in a positive direction. People's lives are getting better. And you say the same thing here. Walmart in China is unionized. Is it unionized here? No.
What's the crime rate like in your major cities in China?
Not very high, really. When people talk about prison camps or slave labor or something like that, they're probably really talking about the prisons. If you forfeit your human rights when you take away somebody else's, you really don't get a weight room and a law library and computers and a basketball court. You don't really have that in a Chinese prison, far from it. The rate of recidivism in China is less than 3%. If you live through the first one, it's different. And you have to remember, one, it's very large, it's very big. If we were at a bank here in America, and there were four tellers, there were 100 people at the bank, there'd be 25 in each line, let's say. In China, there'd be 150 in front of you. It's just different. Different size. You can't go fast. Deng Xiaoping said, first we've got to feed these people. We've got to clothe them. We've got to shelter them. We've got to educate them. And last year, the mandatory 9 years of education went in. You can't escape it now. You used to be able, if you were in the country, you could get out of going to school for 9 years. You know, got to go work on the farm, etc. You can't do that now. And there are these kind of things that demonstrate to me that they really are working to make it a better place. It's tough. There's bad things. But there's bad things here.
Sure. If you had to compare the level of education of Chinese kids to the level of the education of American kids, how would you rate it?
Currently?
Yeah.
Chinese are much higher educated. I have one student that class number two in the international test of math and science, done in English. It was number two. I think America was 22nd. And we just it, now the kids. It's an Achilles heel maybe of China. Probably if Deng Xiaoping did anything that was really bad, it was the one-child family policy. Not because you're telling people you can only have one child, but because that child gets spoiled crazy. They say in China you have six parents. Grandma, grandpa, dad. Grandma, grandpa, mom. Auntie, uncles on the side for every child. And they are spoiled. And you can see them now, they're getting an obesity problem, We got McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and Pizza Inn, my kids, I make them listen to different things. I had them watch that Texas guy because he's the perfect example of a religious hypocrite. It looks like he comes from a trough.
Yeah, Hagee.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
And, my kids, they couldn't understand, said, his picture doesn't represent what, because my kids were Christian. First of all, when I went in 1997, about 55% of my classes would admit that they were Christian. Last year, and I also took over a Korean school to build the English department in it, I was running 90% or better of Christians. And there must be, it's closing in on 300 million Christians in China, as my friend Professor Lee was telling me. But that's a minority, you understand. You could take all, this is a good way to see it. You take all of America, everybody in America, and stick them in China, and they would be a minority. They would be the same percentage as blacks in the state of West Virginia, about 12%. And nobody thinks that. We're always trying to tell. This is my problem when I hear people make remarks about China. Have you been there? Where did your information come from? How do you know that that information is true? You know, because you can search the internet. I can find you tremendous lies. And the other thing is, when I talk to people who make these remarks, I ask them, can you imagine yourself outside of America, looking at America now? You know, what do people think? You're saying that this country is building up for war. China doesn't like war. I don't believe it's ever started a war for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. China, I don't believe they say. I mean, Korea, they didn't start that. They didn't start Vietnam. They were stuck on treaties with those. But at
well,
any
had
rate,
that, had that little problem with Japan.
Well, Japan, you know, there's still a thing with Japan that's very bad. It has to do with the Ninjiang massacre of 144,000 Chinese. It is really heavy. There's some stuff even in the news in China in the last few days about Tokyo, you know, with reparation to the Japanese who had turned the young Chinese girls and stuff into pleasure girls, or I forget what they call them.
Sure.
But at any rate,
in America, we call them hookers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, there is one thing in the world that America still leads in. It is the number one producer of. What is
Yes.
You know what it is, don't you?
It's a number one export.
Number one. Pornography. We're the world's biggest. That says something, doesn't it?
Well, certainly. Let me ask you another question about the kids in China. What's the level of discipline with Chinese kids in school?
A kid comes into my class and he's a few seconds late. He stops at the door, steps to the left side of the door. He waits for me to notice him, and he says, "I'm terribly sorry, Dr. Nguyen, I'm late." And I generally say, you ought to apologize to the class, but if you want to get into this class, I need to hear a story. I need an outlandish story, something incredible. I mean, you know, moon landing. So I want something. And if you can do it all in good English, I'll let you come into the class. They're very I had to go and see a student at the dorm because that day he did not have his homework. And, you know, they stay up all night studying. They turn the lights out at the university at 10 o'clock. At that time, they did. And the kids would study with a flashlight to 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, you want to ask me how my students are? One is getting his doctorate in the U.K. I've had 19 here in America who finished first or second in their class, in their master's programs here in America. You can't, the reason I got awards because my students did so well. You could do it here. I mean, you know, we could turn out students.
Yeah.
We don't have to. We could turn them out. You know, do you know Charlotte Aserby?
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
She writes and she does a lot of stuff.
Yes.
You know, I just love this woman. I mean, she's had a war for years.
Oh, absolutely.
This is education in our country, it is political. We're trying to socialize people. I can tell you one thing. The hours that they spend here trying to teach a kid to put a condom on a cucumber, a Chinese kid is studying binomial theorems and quantum numbers. I mean, you know, I don't know what we're doing. Who gave us the right here in America to do this to our children? You're teachers. You're not gods. I tell my students, they'll ask me questions. I say, I'm a doctor, not a god. You know, I can help you do this. But what have we done here? Robbie, I don't understand.
Yeah.
What is our educational system about? Somebody tell me. Just how many actual hours of work on things that make us global. China is becoming the number one economic power in the world because their students are good. 10 years ago, those students that I had are now in the government. And when I was at the Shanghai University of Finance and Economics, I could see very quickly, that was one of Jiang Zemin's baby schools, you know, he loved that university. And you had Tuan Xi and these guys shaping the economy of China. There's a reason. But you can't, you must build underneath your rise to power, you must build educated people. I can just imagine that, you know, we take an American student, we send him over there, they put him in the middle of an economics meeting, he says, well, he said, I haven't got it too figured out, but, you know, when I was learning how to put this condom on a cucumber, I figured out, you know, they cost 33 cents a piece, and, you know, really, I think students in America are crying for real education.
Oh, there's no question. Are they?
Why would they be on drugs and everything else? Do you know that those are poor substitutes for the joy of learning? I love it when a kid turns on from learning.
What's a drug problem like in China?
I never saw any in the schools. Someone told me that they were getting pills. I said, what are they? Those are like a no-dose. No, you don't want to be caught in China. I know from working with the police there, I do know that. You don't want to, you know, like a joint. I did try to get an American student who was very stupid. He was one of the dilettantes. You know, came over to China on that the government program, and he happened to have a piece of a joint. And they were going to put him away. And my friend called me and said, Bill, we got a kid from that's over at Shanghai University. They had drugs on him. I'm thinking, you know, what do you have, a bag? What do you have, an ounce? What? He had one little piece. I think in America we call them like a roach, you know, very small. And I explained to him, you know, I said, right now we're not figuring out. I sat in the back of the car with him. So right now we're not trying to figure out whether you'll go to prison or not. Well, that's definite. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm trying to see if I can get a way to get your sentence cut down to 6 years instead of 15. I just had a little piece of a joint. I said, you're in China. You're not in America. Well, we did get him out. My friend let him go, but they sent him out of the country immediately.
Now, do you speak Chinese, or did you conduct all your classes
very
in English?
Very little. I can, I have a girlfriend, you know, and I have my kids. But my real job was to teach English, and I had the LESAC system, China. The LESAC system is a premier speech system. And I was honored when I returned from China in Colorado at the LESAC Institute Conference. They gave me a nice honor for my years of work for the system. Really, I spent, it sounds like I did a lot of things. I did do a lot of things, but it's easy to do a lot. You know, you can go to a town and look at a building that's 2,000 years old. You know, an antique here in America is a couple hundred years old. In China, it's a couple thousand years old.
Mm.
But there's an incredible, and I know everything I'm saying sounds real good, because, as I said, my experience with China was really quite good. And I have great friends there, and I have what I call my children. And I miss it because I don't feel safe here. Does that make sense? I don't really feel safe in America.
We're speaking with Dr. William Noon. Unfortunately, this hour's gone far too fast. We could have had you on for 3 hours and still not covered everything. But we'll attempt to do it in the final segment coming up.
in Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Thursday. We are speaking with Dr. William Noon. Richard Nixon once said that we should not underestimate China's ability to disrupt Western interests around the world if our relationship becomes belligerent rather than cooperative.
I say that's truth. That's a powerful... You know, they're not a warlike country, Robbie. They really aren't. But they're strong on defense. I wouldn't want to mess with Taiwan. I mean, I never met a person in mainland China that didn't believe Taiwan was absolutely China. And I wouldn't want to fight 1.3 billion or 4 billion, 1.4 billion people, because they just fly you over, drop them out of airplanes, and smother us to death.
But, sure. They got more people in their military than we have total population in the U.S.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you have no idea how fast they can move. When they had the floods, what was it, 78 or 79? You there?
Yeah.
And 78, or 97, I mean. And 97 or 90, I forget when the floods exactly were. I think it was 97. You know, they had like a million soldiers on the water there in like 3 hours. You know the thing in the Bible says the Euphrates River runs 3 feet deep of blood?
Yeah.
After I saw that, I could see how they could get $250 million together in no time. Everybody is all the guards are soldiers. Everybody's a soldier. The police are all soldiers. Everybody's a soldier.
And if anybody thinks the Chinese military higher ups are not paying very close attention to America's actions in the Middle East, and learning from the mistakes, it's almost mind-boggling in this
proportion. Look at what the Chinese look at when they look at America. I was going to do this before. Look at what they see when they look at America. Here's a country trying to tell them what to do, and this is a country that lied to start a war. Well, you think they can't see that? What do you think? The Chinese people are not stupid like our sheeple here. You know, the mass media people. I really talk to intelligent people that don't know what's going on. I realized, and this is something that I know you can touch base on real quick. I realized last year when the Chinese allowed the Chinese people to start buying gold, what that signified. Dumped a dollar. They want their people. You know, a lot of Chinese hold American dollars. It's the way you trade for your kids to go abroad or anything like that. And they're giving them the opportunity to dump them. You know, if anybody's going to get stuck with it, it'll be the major government. And what have they got? They've got over a trillion. They're holding over a trillion in debt, American debt. And just think, America's like the fourth trading partner. It's not even a big trading partner to China. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Well, I did. Well, kind of.
You know, America is not their big trading partner. It's number four.
Well, as Napoleon Bonaparte said, and we'll leave it with this, when China awakes, it'll shake the world. Hey, Doc, thank you so much. We'll have you back again because we only scratched the surface of this one.
Okay. Great to talk to you, Robbie.
Absolutely,
Jeff,
sir.
I said hello. I love that guy.
Okay. He'll be on tomorrow night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye. Programming, Jeffrey Bennett will be sitting in the big chair tomorrow night, and I'll see you on Monday. Till then, see you. Bye.